Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Park Ranger Tracy Spry with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at Lake Red Rock joins us on today's program to talk about how to enjoy Memorial Day and the summer safely at the lake. Well, Tracy, it's that time of year again. The transition from spring to summer is upon us, and it's Memorial Day weekend coming up. First of all, your office is very cognizant about safety and making sure that people who enjoy the lake and everything it has to offer do so safely. What are just some of the key safety messages, especially as many people are out on the water for the first time of the year?
Well, for one thing, the water temperatures are not very warm yet, so that's something to keep in mind, that first dip into the water might be a little bit surprising. And keep that in mind and plan accordingly. The other thing I would say, and we say it repeatedly, is, you know, if you're going out boating, you need to have a life jacket with you. State law requires anybody under the age of 13 to wear their life jacket whenever the boat is underway. Anybody 13 or over has to have it readily accessible. But I'll tell you, I think it really makes sense for everybody to wear it when you leave shore, because you may not have time to put it on later. So that's such a big piece of safety equipment that can save so many lives. That's a big one.
And those life jackets, you have some available at some of the beachheads and boat ramps.
Right. We're gearing up for, we actually haven't set the beach lines yet, but the hope, weather permitting, will be we get the beach lines in then. And then the life jacket loaner stations will be in place at both Whitebreast and North Overlook. There's already some available at the Whitebreast boat ramp. We're looking to add three more loaner stations this summer at Howell Landing, as well as South Overlook and the marina. So stay tuned.
In terms of boating itself, people may want to do an inspection of their boat before they go out, because this, for many people, is probably the first time they've taken it out on the water.
Exactly. You want to make sure that your life jackets are in good shape. You know, when you store them away, sometimes you might have a critter come in over the winter and make a nest in your storage area. So check them out. Make sure there's not any holes, rips, tears, mold, as well as, you know, making sure you've got a sound device handy. Make sure everything, your bilge pump is working, your lights are working, and wiring is in good shape. You can, I'm sure, go online and find some really good tips on doing pre-inspections at the beginning of the year. That would be highly recommended.
And now, as we talk about on the water, also off the water, a lot of safety as it relates to campgrounds, especially with a lot of congestion and probably a lot of kids running around, probably just best on any sort of area or trail that you're on in the lake to use caution.
Exactly. You know, as people gear up for the holidays, they're busy, they're trying to keep track of their kids and find their campsite and kind of get familiar with the area a lot of the times. And so sometimes kids might run away, you know, from the site for just a little bit. They might bike around, and sometimes bike safety laws really should really be emphasized. We find that kids sometimes bike in places that are right next to the bathroom, and they're getting hit by doors opening and closing, and just you know, helping to have your kids think through that, follow the right-of-way traffic. And remember that people that are driving through the campground are not always expecting little bikers to come zipping through. Keep in mind also that dogs need to be on a leash while they're in our parks. They don't know the boundaries generally of the areas where you're camping. And sometimes another dog might come by or a kid pass through your site, and we want to make sure everybody's safe. You also want to make sure when you're getting your fire ready for the night, keep it within the fire ring that's provided. Keep the little kids away.
Now, we are at a time of high water for this time of the year, and there have been some closures recently of some of the areas that have been ongoing, and also maybe potential debris that's in the water. Obviously, we're just kind of dealing with some of the floodwaters that we've had really over the course of the last several months. What are some of the key areas that are closed right now or may be impacted by the high waters, and what should people be looking for if they are out on the main body of the lake, considering the level is significantly higher than normal?
For closures, South Overlook Ramp is closed at this time. The ramp goes underwater at the lower, higher elevations, you might say. And so that ramp is closed. And the marina ramp, while it's open, does lose a lot of its parking at the lower lot level. And so if you park there, you have to park at the higher position lots. They're a little farther away. We did lose, at the higher elevations, we lose a section of the Volkswagen Trail underwater that's over by the Marina Bay. So there's a couple pieces of trail that are disconnected from each other during the high water event. So those would be, I guess, some of the more key things as far as closures. As far as things to watch out on the water, as the lake comes up, driftwood often floats off of the shoreline and then ends up coming downstream. So be watchful for floating drift and debris. It's hard to sometimes see how big a piece of drift could be. Much of it might be underneath the surface of the water and very little visible. So that's something to keep in mind as well.
And then last but certainly not least, this weekend there's a threat for thunderstorms and in some cases severe weather that may be impacting the region. As people come to the lake, obviously enjoying the outdoors, they may not be very close to a shelter. What are the ways that people should stay weather aware while they're out here, and maybe some key areas they should keep in mind if there is a severe thunderstorm warning of some kind?
Right. As far as if you're going out boating, that's something you're going to want to do is check the forecast and see what the weather has in store and really be watchful. Sometimes the storm can come up fairly quickly and you want to be prepared. If you know that there's potential weather coming in at a certain time of day because the weather services forecasted that, keep that in mind and again be watchful for the skies. If you are in a campground and we have a tornado warning or something of that nature, the restrooms are going to be the best, most secure structure for people to go into. And as far as preparations or being aware of what's happening, when you enter a lot of our campgrounds, you're going to see a sign that'll allow you to text a certain phrase to a specific number, and that will allow you to subscribe to weather alerts. So if there's a tornado watcher warning, severe thunderstorm watcher warning within Marion County or within this particular lake area, it'll send a note, it'll send you a warning to your phone, which is very helpful.
Once again, that was Park Ranger Tracy Spry with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at Lake Red Rock. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.